The Nanny Diaries is a new film based on the best-selling book. It stars Laura Linney as the composite character Mrs. X and Scarlett Johansson as Nanny. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
I've heard the juiciest stories from nannies who have plenty of time on the playground to trade intimate details with other nannies. That's why caregivers of celebrities' kids sign non-disclosure agreements. Still, Britney's disgruntled nannies are everywhere. Madonna was able to halt publication of her English nanny's tell-all, but the proposal got out, and let me tell you, it was irresistibly vicious. Emma McLaughlin and Nicola Krause's best-selling novel / Romana Clay, The Nanny Diaries, targeted the families of Upper East Side Manhattan finance bigwigs and lawyers, the absent dads, the smartly turned-out wives who don't work but are still so self-obsessed they have little time for their kids, and the children both spoiled and neglected. The book is contemptuous, but in its ghastly way, funny, with a vein of sympathy for the sad, angry little boy who no sooner forms a relationship with a nanny than she's fired for some minuscule offense. The writer-directors of the film are Sherry Springer Berman and Robert Pulcini, who came up with a marvelous ironic framing device for Harvey Pekar's American Splendor, and have another good one here. Scarlett Johansson plays Annie, an unaffected, working-class, recent college grad with an interest in anthropology. And the film begins in New York's Museum of Natural History, where Annie presents us with a series of fake dioramas featuring Manhattan families, placing their child-rearing rituals in a world historical context. It's a good, surreal start. Most American movies downplay issues of class and privilege. Unfortunately, the people we meet have no more depth or surprise than those diorama figures. After failing a Wall Street interview because she tells us she doesn't know who she is, Annie wanders through Central Park and finds herself set upon by young Grayer and then his mom, Mrs. X, played by Laura Linney. With scarcely any time to orient herself, Annie, hereafter known as Nanny, finds herself sleeping in a cramped back bedroom in a sumptuous apartment and trying to raise a child almost on her own. Her mom, a nurse played by Donna Murphy, would be devastated to know her daughter is working as a domestic instead of on Wall Street. So in phone calls home, Annie tells whoppers.
How are you, honey? How's the job? How's the apartment?
God, everything is just perfect.
I mean, the job is a dream.
And the apartment is just incredible.
Yeah?
And
my roommate could not be nicer. Nanny, in the morning, I need you to stop at Tiffany's and pick up Mr. X's watch.
Then I need you to Xerox some recommendation letters for Grayer's collegiate application.
Also, I was thinking we should introduce French food into his diet. It might enhance his study of the language. So tomorrow night, why don't you make him Coquille Saint-Jacques for dinner, hmm?
Mm-hmm.
Dry cleaning.
Who was that, your roommate?
Mom, I have to go. I have some work stuff to take care of.
Laura Linney is the best thing in The Nanny Diaries, her face a tight mask under which you catch glimpses of the frightened human being. In some ways, though, she kills the comedy. The poor woman is so obviously suffering. Scarlett Johansson isn't a comedian either. She's funny when she uses her drugged sexiness to convey lazy entitlement, as in Ghost World. But adorably clumsy and eager to please, that's a stretch. As Mr. X, the myopic horn dog mergers and acquisitions tycoon, a strawberry blonde Paul Giamatti seems just as checked out as his character. Alicia Keys is wasted as the sassy sidekick, a tired device. And Chris Evans is the rich guy in the X's building, whom Annie calls the Harvard hottie, and whose insipid decency allows Annie to reject Upper East Side values, but potentially marry into the world anyway. It's possible that the filmmakers are too humanistic for their material. They can't get past the exploitation of the help and the neglect of a child, which is fine, admirable, but the balance is off. The Nanny Diaries is too shallow and unsurprising to be good social criticism, and too grimly unfunny to be a good satirical chick flick.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. Podcasts of the show are available at our website, freshair.npr.org.